USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden announced another $325 million aid package for Ukraine yesterday. Zelensky's visit comes at a crucial time for Ukraine as it attempts to get support and secure additional funding for its counteroffensive against Russia. Biden said he approved the next round of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. President Biden will enjoy a much lighter workday today than he did yesterday. He will deliver remarks today on gun safety. That'll be taking place at 2:45 p.m. Eastern in the Rose Garden. India has stopped issuing visas to Canadian citizens amid tensions over the killing of a Sikh separatist on Canadian soil. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claims Indian government officials may have been responsible. India said the temporary visa ban was due to security threats, disrupting work at its missions in Canada. Tensions flared this week after the Prime Minister claimed India may have been behind Monday's murder. India has angrily rejected the allegation, calling it absurd. The White House is defending its border policies as illegal immigrants continue to surge with no end in sight.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized that the administration has put in place measures to control the influx of migrants entering the U.S.
We have worked very hard, the President has worked very hard to implement a strategy when it comes to the border that is humane, safe, and has orderly enforcement. That is something that we have tried to do and worked really hard to do these last 2 years.
However, she stressed it is imperative for Congress to take action in passing comprehensive immigration reform. The urgency arises as thousands of individuals have recently crossed the southern border, placing a significant strain on both personnel and detention facilities. I'm John Schaefer,
USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
An unorganized storm system is heading up the Atlantic coast, delivering wet weather and storm surges.
A tropical storm off the Carolina coast could potentially bring strong winds and heavy rain to Maryland. Forecasters say the area of disturbance is expected to turn in a north-northwestward motion by late today and into the weekend. Currently, winds are reaching speeds of 35 miles per hour, but they are expected to grow stronger as time progresses. Marylanders should prepare for the worst-case scenario as a precaution. I'm John Schaefer.
The Alameda County Coroner's Office in Oakland, California is reporting Angus Cloud, the star of the show Euphoria, died from an overdose due to the lethal effects of 4 drugs in his system, including methamphetamine and fentanyl. Cloud died in July at his family home in Oakland. More people are working in America. Dave Collins has more.
According to the latest data from the Labor Department, these figures mark the lowest since January and significantly below analysts' anticipated number of 225,000. Additionally, ongoing unemployment claims decreased by 21,000, reaching an almost 8-month low.
Yesterday afternoon, 2 people, including a Long Island, New York high school band director, were killed and dozens of students injured when a charter bus carrying them to camp crashed off Interstate 84 near Wayway Onda in Orange County and tumbled 50 feet down a ravine. The fatal wreck appeared to have been caused by a faulty front tire, according to Governor Kathy Hochul. Lance Pry, USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, hearts, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.